Okay, let's quickly review Shabbos Daf Kuf Vav. Tani Rabbi Avo Kamed Rabbi Yochanan Kol Makalkum Patur Chutz Michavul Umavir. Rabbi Avo taught a brisa that even though normally one would be potter from malachos done in a destructive way, since Chavul Umavir, wounding and burning, are by nature destructive acts, one is chayiv for doing them in a destructive way. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and holds that one is only chayiv for Chavul Umavir if they are done constructively, just like every other malacha, that you're only chayiv if you do constructively. For instance, Chavul B'tzarech L'Kalbo, when you wound to draw blood that's needed to feed your dog, or mavir b'tzarech lafaro, one burns because he needs the ashes. Those are constructive ways of doing those malachas. Rabbi Yehuda is supported from a brisa, but Rabbi Yochanan seems to be supported from a mishnah which states that kol makalkum b'turin, a person is exempt for any destructive act, seemingly without any exception whatsoever, even by chavul mavir. The gemara explains that the machlokas between the brisa and the mishnah reflects a larger machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding malach shen shrich l'gufa. The mishnah which holds that one is only chayiv for chavul mavir if there is some constructive benefit from it, assumes like Rabbi Yehuda that malach shein tzricha legufa chayiv, because both of these positions will take into account side benefits that come from doing a malacha. The brisa, on the other hand, which holds that one is even chayiv for chavul mavir that are done destructively, would assume like Rabbi Shimon that malach shein tzricha legufa is pater, because he maintains that we don't take any side benefits into account. My time with Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's source to hold that one is chayiv for chavul mavir when done destructively, even though mekalkel is potter by every other malacha? The Gemara explains that mi de'isra kral l'mishri mila, from the fact that the Torah had to go out of its way to let us know that a bris mila may be performed on Shabbos, we must be assuming that it's normally usher to wound on Shabbos. Similarly, mi das rachmana havara bebas kohen, from the fact that the Torah does not allow burning a bas kohen who committed adultery, it must be an indication that generally mavir is chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda would respond that both the case of bris mila and burning of the lead wick of the surface bas kohen are considered to be constructive acts. Rabbi Domer, Hatzad Sipar L'Migdal Tzvila Bayis Chayiv. Rabbi Domer, if someone traps a bird into a closet or a deer into a house, he's chayiv for trapping. Chamim hold that even if the deer is trapped into a larger area, like a garden or a courtyard, a person would still be chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel formulates a rule that governs halachas of trapping. If even after locking the animal into an area, you would still need to work to catch it, the animal is not considered trapped. If it is locked in a way that it is now easy to catch, it is considered trapped. The Gemara asks a double contradiction between a Mishnah Maseches Beitza and a Braisa. The Mishnah holds it's permissible to trap wild animals and birds from enclosures on Yantif, and the Braisa holds Ein Sadin Lehem. So the Gemara deals with the contradiction about birds and the contradiction about wild animals separately. The contradiction about trapping Chayos, wild animals, can be resolved in two ways. First, the Gemara suggests, HaRabbi Yehuda HaRabbanan, the Braisa is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're potter for trapping into a large enclosure, and the Mishnah assumes like the Rabbanan or Mishnah who held that you're even chayiv for trapping into a larger area. And second, the Gemara answers, HaBeber Gadol, HaBeber Katan. The Braisa spoke about trapping the Chaya in a large enclosure, and the Mishnah spoke about trapping in a small enclosure. That's the contradiction about Chayos. What about the contradiction about birds? So HaBeber Mukura, HaBeber Sheina Mukura. The Mishnah that allows you to take a bird from an enclosure is talking about a case where it's in a roofed enclosure, whereas the Braisa, which doesn't allow taking the bird, is talking about where it's in an unroofed enclosure. Even though our Mishnah does not consider a bird in a roofed house to be trapped, the Mishnah speaking about a tzipor dror, a wild bird that's more difficult to catch. There are three possible ways to define the criteria of a beber gadol versus a beber katan. Number one, kalhecha dorat basrei umati la bechad shichya beber katan. If you can reach the animal in one lunge, that's considered a small enclosure. Number two, kalhecha denafel tula tuxalam adadi beber katan. When the shadows of the walls reach each other, it's considered a small enclosure. And number three, kalhecha deleka uktzi beber katan. When if there are in too many small corners for an animal to hide in, it's considered a small enclosure. I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yidam Shmuel, Halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. We pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel that if the enclosure is large, the animal is not considered to be trapped. The Rabbanan actually agree to Rav Shimon Gamliel, which is important to know because Gemara is Martitei. It is important to clarify what each Tana held, even if it doesn't affect the Halacha, because the Gemara shouldn't be treated like a meaningless song where you just chirp away the different Shitos. Tan Rabbanan, Hatzad Tzvi Suma, V'yashen Chayiv, Chiga V'zakan, V'chala Pater. If you trap a deer that is blind, sleeping, or sick with a fever, you're Chayiv, since it would try to escape if it sensed the person's presence. If you trap a deer that is lame, old, or sick with exhaustion, you're Pater, since it couldn't run away even if it knew that you were there. Tana Rabbanan, Hatzadach HaGavin Gazin Tzra'in V'yatushin B'Shabbos Chayiv Divrei Meir. Rameir holds that a person is chayiv for trapping flying insects. V'chamram Kol Shav Mino Nitzot Chayiv V'Kol Shein V'Mino Nitzot Pater. V'cham disagree and hold one is only chayiv for trapping animals that are normal to trap. A final brisa teaches that Hatzadach HaGavin B'Shas HaTal Pater B'Shas HaSharev Chayiv. If you trap a grasshopper at a time that it is blinded by dew, you are Pater. But if you trap a grasshopper during a heat wave when they are very active, you're Chayiv. Elazar ben Mavai adds that even during a heat wave, if large numbers of them gathered together, you'd be potter for trapping them. Zuck the Mishnah. Tzvi shenichmos bayis v'na alech b'fanav chayiv. If a deer goes into a house and a person closes the door, he is chayiv. If two people, each of whom could have closed off the entrance on their own, close the door together, they're both potter. That's shnayim shosua. But if one person couldn't do it on his own, and you need two people to do it, and then two people do it together, that's a machlokas. Tanakama holds their chayiv, Rabbi Shimon holds their potter.